Would you pray with me? Holy and gracious God, we thank you for your words that are familiar to us. Words that we've heard time and time again that tell the incredible story of the incarnation of your Son, Jesus Christ. And we pray now that we might hear them and know them as the truth of how much you love us. May we believe it and live it. In your Son's name we pray. Amen. So, did you find what you were looking for? Perhaps you've heard that question a lot in the past few weeks from friends or family who knew that you were looking for something specific and you were having trouble finding it. Did you find it? Or perhaps you heard it from the salesperson who was checking you out at the store, and you know how they do. They say, now, did you find everything you were looking for? Hoping that you had found everything and therefore you were buying everything. But I'm not asking that question in this context tonight. Did you find what you were looking for? I'm asking it in terms of, did you find what will bring peace and hope to your lives? Did you find what will truly fill the holes that you feel in your life from time to time? Think for a moment of the shepherds out in the field in our Christmas story. Receiving the good news from the angel and deciding, let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that's been told to us. A child who would be wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger. And they left their livelihood. They left their sheep on the hillside and they went to Bethlehem to see this child, this one whom they were told would bring peace and goodwill to all people. And after they had found the child, as it had been told them, they returned to the hills. They returned to their livestock, rejoicing. Something had changed in them. They had hope. They had joy where it hadn't been there not that long before. Have you found something like that to fill your life? You know, we try all different kinds of ways to fill those holes in our lives. In this time of the year, we try all the old traditional ways. Good food and friends and family, traditions and parties and gifts. I remember a lot of those things and how my mother used to say every year, we're in a rut. We do the same thing. But then the next year, we did the same things, hoping to find what we were looking for. Let's be honest, those things don't fill the holes in our lives. Maybe they help temporarily, but they don't fill the holes. They don't give us that abundant feeling of peace and hope and joy. Why is it different with the shepherds? Reverend Angel Scarborough, in a blog on the passage, writes, part of the answer is found in the three short verses from today's reading in the letter to Titus. When the goodness and loving kindness of God, our Savior, appeared, He saved us. Not because of any works of righteousness that we had done, but according to His mercy. So that having been justified by grace, we might become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. The loving kindness of God, our Savior, appeared and He saved us. The shepherds, being very low on the rungs of society, knew that there was very little that they could do to help their lot in life. The angels had pointed out that this child could do for them what they could not do for themselves. And they hadn't asked for it. The angel just appeared to them. It had been given by the wonderful generosity of God. I should say wonderful loving generosity of God. The shepherds felt what Mary expressed when she first heard the news that she was going to bear the Messiah. My soul magnifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. For He has looked with favor upon His lowliness of His servant. Surely from now on all generations will call me blessed. For the Mighty One has done great things. Holy is His name. Tonight is about the wonderful generosity of God. It does for us what we can't do for ourselves. Save us from ourselves. And by that I mean it makes us right with God in a way that we know that God loves us and we feel God's belovedness. Why can't we do it with us for ourselves? We can't because the world is a very heavy influence on our lives. We are humans, and we find it difficult to keep our human needs of being fed and security and power from getting in the way of our trying to be God's people. However, in the abundant love of God for God's creation, we are given the grace to keep trying. To keep trying to be the people that God intends for us to be. Even though there are times that we will mess up and fail. Have you found that kind of love in your life? Deep down, that's what we're looking for. I truly believe that. The assurance that we matter to someone bigger than ourselves and that we are loved by that someone. I'm reminded of the hymn that I first sang in the high school choir. Love came down at Christmas. Love, oh lovely divine. Love was born at Christmas. Stars and angels gave the sign. Worship we the Godhead, love incarnate, love divine. Worship we our Jesus. But wherewith for sacred sign? Love shall be our token. Love be yours and love be mine. Love to God and all people. Love for plea and gift and sign. This Christmas night, I hope you will find what you're looking for as you think about what this night means and what happened on that first Christmas. The gift is there for the taking. Take it and rejoice in it and live it always. The birth of Christ is the wonderful gift of loving grace from God to you. Amen.